familiar.
Which one?
I need a schedule because I'm talking to you. Are we on the record now? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a working session continuation of the Land Use Committee meeting of Tuesday, June 11, 2013. We have three working sessions, and I want to work through them diligently, but also as efficiently as possible. So I beg your indulgence and pay your attention to the screen. We're going to start with number 307-12 forens 2, WMACH Inc., the Cheesecake Factory Inc., and this is 199 Boylston Street, Ward 7. So, Alexandra?
All right, so this is a very straightforward petition. The petitioner needs relief for the extension of a non-conforming structure and for some proposed signage. They are proposing 131 square foot vestibule. It's within their patio seating area, so it's not obstructing the sidewalk in any way. And they are also proposing signage. They have 1.5 square foot sign over the entrance at the vestibule, and around the corner, another 97 square foot sign. Space is hammering upon park, but it's really to help orientate people that are coming from the other parking area at the mall. It will not be visible from Hammond Pond Parkway. And that's really all the burdens of the petition.
Okay, any questions? Alderman Laredo.
It's my ward. I'm happy to move.
All right.
Here we go.
So, Alderman Laredo has moved approval. Yes, Alderman Carney.
I'm sorry, I just share Alderman Crossley's observations at the hearing, too.
They had you at hello, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Alderman Carney.
Alderman Schwartzman's movie that way again.
Tom Cruise.
All right, let's focus. Focus, guys. Alderman Harney.
Ask the petitioner, but what's the relevance? How do they keep so many items on that menu? That's really fresh all the time. I don't get it. No, I'm...
Linda's funny.
Yeah, the biggest menu I've ever seen.
When I'm starving.
The wrong people are here.
How many seats are they losing from the patio seating because they have to come out a little bit? Do we know?
Yeah, I was wondering. They're still going to sit. They're going to still sit in the vestibule.
You're going to lose a little bit of seating, but that, like, you don't care about that.
Did you guys?
Yeah, we have
a
happy answers anyway.
Did the CEO clear that? Because it sounds like he wants to clear every seat.
Alderman Fishman? You got a menu-related question?
I am hungry. I have to apologize because I wasn't here for the hearing, but I was impressed with Alderman Crossley's comment about the front patio, but the terrace, I couldn't understand what it was, and I just wanted to get some clarification.
What my comment was?
Yeah. Tell us your comment.
I thought that they had very successfully detailed the separation between the seating area and the public whereas before. You know, we'd only gotten some very cursory drawings that showed that there would be a separation, but it looked like all the illustrations you had, sort of people walking on the sidewalk, hanging over the seating area, and it didn't seem like enough space. So I thought they had done a very nice job of doing that. That's it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, any other questions? So Alderman Laredo has moved approval. Unless anybody else has any other questions, so what are the proposed fines? We've got a copy of the board order. Does anyone need a copy of the draft board order? We have them on the table here if you don't already have one.
So the findings are proposed additions to the non-conforming structure will not be more detrimental to the neighborhood than the existing building, and that the proposed sign is in the public interest and are appropriate for wayfinding at the site.
Alrighty then. Anything else people want to add? Good. Moving on to the proposed conditions.
The proposed conditions are pretty much all carried forward from the most recent board order last December. There is nothing specific to the Cheesecake Factory here. It's all just prior building permit conditions.
All right. So you're just carrying forward all the same conditions. Then okay. And then the usual conditions that we have in every one. Anybody else have anything to add, subtract, or delete? Okay. So, hearing, seeing no further discussion, all in favor? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor, none opposed, and one vacancy. This will be voted out in the full board on June 17th, next Monday. So please feel free to tune into New TV or come on down and keep us company. It's all up to you. Thank you, though.
Thank you all.
For expediting. Thank you very much.
Oh, we're just efficient as all get out.
Yes, you are. Same
to you. And the rest of the night to you. All righty, then. Next, we have... Do we have Steve?
I know, I could go for a
cheesecake. Yeah, I know. I thought that's what that was.
Oh, I know. Oh, Lawrence, Silver. I'm sorry, I didn't see you there behind the... Okay. All right, so, read into the record, petition number 160-13, Arthur X. Duffy, trustee of Sylvan Avenue Realty Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval for a garage of 973 square feet at 44 Sylvan Avenue, West Newton. Ward 2, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have been reclaiming what's new, eh?
Yeah.
Moving into my turf, eh? So,
I'll get it.
For a garage, it's a large.
It's like a large studio in New York. That's 9,900.
Single family house. They are basically proposing to convert interior space into a third garage bay. The footprint is not changing at all with this petition. This shows the proposed third bay. They need relief for a garage exceeding 700 square feet for an elevation. The garage is projecting forward here. There's an elevation of the garage from the side. And that's it.
All right, Alderman, Alderman Schwartz and then Alderman Albright.
I mean, just a question. Why is there a limit on 700 square feet for garages?
You'd have to ask the Board of Aldermen that passed it.
That passed it back in the day.
So just like an assumption that that's...
Well, there was a time when you had to get permission for private garage to store inflammables. I suspect it had to do with the number of cars, perhaps, you were storing on site. That's what I suspect. That even in a private garage, if you weren't a gas station, but if you had a private garage in your house, you still had to get permission from the city, from the Board of Aldermen, by the way, to store inflammables. Well, I think it was the idea that, you know, they were the gasoline-powered engines, and they could be combustible. Yeah, that's what I suspect. Yeah.
So this is back in the looking out for wild horses on the street days.
Yeah, back in the day.
I thought it was like, you know, compact cars back in the
70s. Yeah.
No, it was long before that.
Alderman Albright.
Yeah, it was more like when there was still horse-drawn carriage.
That's what I said.
I would like to move approval.
All right. So Alderman Albright moves approval.
I'd like to move in.
Any further discussion?
I'd like to move in.
Yeah, well, we all.
I think we all can. Yeah, come on.
We could have our meetings there. But really what I wanted to do is wrap this up tonight. So why don't you take us through, everybody have a copy of the draft board order, or can they read the thingamajig?
This one? It should be the second one.
The
location
of the garage.
You took all of
Okay, any other comments, questions? Brickbats, buffoons. Okay, so on to the conditions. Any conditions, special conditions?
There are no special conditions.
So no special conditions, usual reporting to filing, all plans matrix. Does anybody have anything further on this item?
Yes.
Hearing and seeing none, all in favor. We've got 7 in favor, none opposed, 1 vacancy.
Don't you have to have one affordable space if you have that?
Oh, Schwartz, what are we going to do with you? All right, petition number
3.
You should be voted out on the 17th. Last item of the night, petition, because we have a very nice woman here who's waiting to go home, I'm sure. Petition number 177-13. Sharon Burns, that's right, don't talk about food, please. Sharon Burns, Farmstead Table, Stephen Weisberg. Petition for special permit site plan approval to allow more than 50 seats in a restaurant to waive the 8 additional parking spaces required by the proposed additional seats at 71 Union Street, Ward 6, Newton Center, on land known as blah, 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 District Zone Business 1.
Right. So the site is located in Newton Center, by the MBTA station. improved with a two-story brick building. There is no parking available on site. Petitioners have an existing deck off of the rear of their restaurant. They're proposing to improve it with a new staircase that would lead down to the floor below. This is for building code reasons. Otherwise, there are no changes to the deck. It's enclosed with lattice and it abuts the Sovereign Bank parking lot. We're proposing up to 20 seats on a seasonal basis on the deck. And
this doesn't detract, they don't have to subtract seats from inside,
they
correct?
They do not. They need relief for a restaurant with greater than 50 seats and to waive the required parking spaces. And there's a picture of the deck.
And if they had a sidewalk in front, would they even need to be here?
Exactly.
I don't answer that question.
They would never get more than 8 feet.
All right. Okay, Alderman Fishman, then short.
So just a question on the stairway going down. Is it existing stairway?
There is not. It's just a deck right now.
So when it comes down on the landing, I haven't seen the site. What is it? Does it interfere with anything? Or?
Alderman Schwartz?
I was going to move approval.
Alderman Schwartz moves approval. So let's take a look at the board order, draft board order.
Could you grab me that one, too, please? I'm sorry. Thank you.
The anti-restaurant use will positively affect the center by increasing the vitality of the commercial district. The granting of a waiver for 8 required parking stalls will not have adverse effects on parking, traffic, and circulation in the commercial district or adjacent residential streets for the following reasons. The additional seats will be seasonal only. The site is located close to four municipal parking lots and the green line of the TA station, and recent parking studies indicate there is sufficient parking to accommodate the requested waiver. The petitioner submitted their own parking study that shows there is sufficient parking capacity within a comfortable 5-minute walk from the subject property. And finally, literal compliance with the parking requirements is impracticable because the site does not have space to provide any parking.
Okay. Alderman Fishman?
So, when I asked the petitioner a question about the MBTA passes, the petitioner indicated they might want to start that. Is that a voluntary issue that we need not include in the board order?
I think maybe we should ask the petitioner if that's something that she could do, if that's something that she could work on, or, I mean, it certainly has a nexus to the relief that's being sought, but I want to see when we ask, is people mind if we ask the petitioner?
No.
So do you understand what Alderman Fishman is asking about? He'd asked you a question at the public hearing. Actually, Mitch, why don't you just ask it?
Oh, so the question, I think I asked it with the wall back, about helping your employees do more public transportation by somehow providing MBTA support or subsidy or passes or something like that. I think you said you might be interested in trying it.
Yeah, is there an existing program where employers cover partial, or I don't know what kind of
There's no like set program. Sometimes if we have, if you have a lot of employees, you'll have a parking management program where part of the parking management program to encourage people to get to the site by T instead of taking their cars, it'd be just subsidize the cost of the T passes. How many employees do you actually have?
We have about 19.
But and how many at any one particular time?
Probably a lot of them are part timers, so probably not more than 10 or 12.
And are they? How are they coming in for the most part?
For the most part,
they're taking the MBTA. So, I don't know what people on the committee feel, but Alderman Schwartz and Alderman Laredo.
I understand the intention of the suggestion. I just feel a little uncomfortable requiring it as a condition, especially for a small business like this, that clearly, I mean, it's already, I think, inclined to try to promote this type of activity. I don't think we need to require it in the board order.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think if petitioner wants to inquire about it, that's her business decision. There's lots of good reasons to do that, but I don't think we have any business telling her to do about this.
Alderman Fishman? So maybe we could put the petitioner in touch with Amanda Stout, somebody in the planning department.
That's fine.
I mean, if they want to buy under the month of tax for their employees, they really would not need to go to the planning department.
Alderman Albright and then Alderman Harney.
I just wanted to bring up the other thing that the planning department talked about was a monetary contribution to the Parking and Pedestrian Improvement Fund. And is the petitioner willing to do that?
Gosh, it's such a small business.
We've also discussed that this was sort of only used seasonally.
Yeah.
So maybe we wouldn't want to go to the expense.
But
it is true, we often ask petitioners to make a voluntary contribution, and the funds are being put to some good uses right now.
How much is it? Can I ask?
Typically, it's about $2,000.
But they're only spending $5,000 on this.
Yeah,
project.
Can we prorate that it's only 2 months out of the year and make it 1/12 of what, 2/12?
I'm going to recognize Alderman Harney and then Alderman Laredo.
You know, the MBTA years ago, they were very friendly to local businesses. When I worked at Beacon Hill, we got a greatly reduced commuter rail. I mean, the MBTA has gotten ridiculous. They don't give any break. If you would require her to do that, she'd have to pay the full amount.
No, this isn't for the MBTA.
No, but my hand was up for the prior issue, but I don't support what you're asking for.
So this would be, for 2 months, would be, what is it typically, 5,000?
Well, it depends on the number of spaces, but, you know, for an 8-stall waiver, I would say consistently we've been asking for about $2,000. It's a full-time, year-round waiver.
So it would be six goes into 2,000. How many?
350.
Yeah, so something small like that is a contribution.
And that buys a bike rack and
needs a... Alderman Laredo?
I just don't think we ought to be doing this. I mean, this is a petitioner who's coming in here, and she's adding a little bit of extra outdoor seating in an existing space, period. I think we ought to be thrilled that she's doing it.
I am thrilled, but I feel like it's a minor contribution, but to an important feature.
If she wants to make a voluntary contribution, she can do that. But I don't think we should be requiring it as part of our special permit process for this kind of thing. I understand the sentiment, and I know the money's going to be used well. I'm not disagreeing with that. And if this was a major development, I'd feel really differently, but we ought not to be even hearing these petitions personally, okay? I mean, they ought to be at staff level where you guys just deal with it. And so I just want to let this, I don't know your name, ma'am, but
Sharon Burns.
I just want you to get your permit, go home, and run your business. So I'm not...
I want that too. But I think there's reason to do as the planning department suggested, at a reduced amount.
Okay, anybody else want to be heard on this? Alderman Schwartz and then Alderman Fishman?
I think we can say if a contribution is voluntary, it's certainly welcome, but not required. That's what voluntary means. Right? I mean, I feel like it's a different posture than a business that's, you know, been there for a long time, is adding a huge number. I think all the other arguments are valid, but I think if it's voluntary, I've felt a little uncomfortable that we kind of shake down people all the time, and, you know, but...
I don't feel...
That was Alderman Schwartz.
I don't feel it's a shakedown. This benefits the businesses as much as anybody else. That's all I can say.
I withdraw a shakedown, but...
Contribute for some bike racks.
Alderman Fish.
It's a free bike.
People are getting grouchy because they're hungry.
I just want to preface my statement, which is, before I leave office, I'm going to
donate $350.
how much of your...
This is an Mitch Fishman TOFA.
I'm going to make a suggestion that we discuss in board order to discuss the whole public benefit issue, because I think we don't approach it in the right way, and we're inconsistent, and we need to have a nexus, as our chairman likes to remind us, and we need to discuss that. But I think on this particular one, we do have a precedent. You remember Alderman Danberg was quite instrumental in getting the station to do landscape planting, and that's one of the most successful appearances on Union Street that we have. We had the restaurant on Beacon Street that actually had a design of the bag cracks with the fork and knife.
Don't go there.
Which I don't know if it was ever done.
Which is in front of the Bank of America, but let's not go there.
And that person.
And we also have contributions that smaller petitioners have used to try to do crosswalks. I don't know if we will ever get that crosswalk at Panera, but that was through a series of contributions.
We will, in fact.
So I think there is precedent for, you know, having a contribution based on size of petition, but not necessarily eliminating that from our lexicon, if you will.
Okay. So weren't those new businesses? They weren't adding seats.
They were expansions in some cases.
This is Alderman Albright.
I would just also like to say that every restaurant that comes through, we keep giving them waivers, and I have not complained about that tonight, although it has crossed my mind to complain about it tonight. But I know that there's all kinds of parking in the future of Newton Center. There's all kinds of wonderful plans. So I didn't say anything about the fact that we can't keep giving parking waivers without doing something about the parking problem. And I think this is a small contribution to maybe people biking here or walking here. So I think is a perfectly good reason to give a small contribution.
So is it voluntary or is it not?
I don't think it should be voluntary. I think it should be a condition. Isn't it usually a condition?
Usually a condition, but it's written that they are making a
decision. Okay, whatever. However, it's usually written.
Okay.
Can we ask if she's willing to do this? Something. What's the 350? Is that what 1/6 of it is?
I don't think we should be asking the petitioner to do that. I don't think we should be asking the question. If we're going to decide to do it, we ought to decide to do it. I don't think we ought to be putting the petitioner on the spot like that.
It's a voluntary contribution.
Yeah, we're making a board order. I spoke my piece. I'm sorry.
I think the petitioner has heard us. She wants to make a voluntary contribution to go towards a bike rack or something, you know, she can do it. As a good local business person might do. So
here's, let me just weigh in briefly, because I don't usually weigh in on this. As a chair, I just don't like to do it. Yeah, I do, but I try to avoid it. I guess one of the reasons Alderman Danberg and I filed the pilot program. That's the payment in lieu, but not payment in lieu of pile-up.
Yeah.
Ironically called, is payment in lieu of parking. And the idea was to set, you know, create a structure for when we gave parking waivers that people would know what to expect. They could write that into their business plan. That they could, you know, it settled expectations. You know, everybody knew what the score was. That's never gotten any traction for various reasons. It just hasn't moved forward. Absent that, I always feel like we're just to borrow a phrase from Alderman Schwartz.
I recommend
it does feel extortionate to me sometimes that we are asking people to make contributions when we're going like this, and not necessarily, for the record, I just licked my finger, put it up in the air to measure where the room was going. I just don't feel like we have a good rational basis for doing it. As much as I think it's for a good cause, and we've done it in the past very often where we have, you know, for instance, restaurants in Newton Center before where we've had issues around crosswalks and countdown crosswalk lights and so forth, where something tangible that was, you were going to have people walking from the triangle to parts that they had to go across streets where there wasn't anything. I could see the connection there, still felt uncomfortable about it, but I've always felt very uncomfortable with something where we don't have settled expectations, don't have a schedule of what it's, you know, what's fair and what isn't, because I feel like we're just eyeballing it every time we do it. So that's all I have to say on it.
Well, obviously I'm going to vote for this regardless.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But I have to say that the parking waivers that we're granting are so casual. And everybody complains about the parking in Newton Center, yet we keep granting waivers. And it's just crazy to me.
Every traffic study someone does tells us how much parking there is available always in Newton Center.
Like, I understand.
It's like Yogi Berra says, it's so popular nobody goes there anymore. So, it's been a long night, and I appreciate all of your indulgence and hard work on this. So, unless anybody has anything else, Alderman Schwartz, is this your...
I had moved it.
You had already moved it. Oh, okay, so I'd fallen asleep. I apologize. All right, so any other... are we through the proposed findings? We're just up to the conditions?
Yeah.
I had one question about the conditions, and I noticed that in the findings it was that the additional seats will be seasonal only, but it wasn't in the condition. And I think it ought to be in the condition under number... is it number two? Yeah.
First, the 20 additional feet.
Yes. So, if we could just make that one change, and then I'm fine with it.
Another condition.
Yeah, I know. I just what I wanted to
mention. How long is the season?
Seasonal. I assume if it's warm enough for people to sit outside, they'll sit outside.
So May through October, something like that.
May through October. That's possible. We had 42 degree. weather, and then we had 90-degree weather in May. any further comments, questions, suggestions?
No.
Can we vote on this?
No.
All in favor? I right, got 7 in favor, none opposed. 1 vacancy. Thank you very much.
Thank
we will vote this out on the 17th. You're welcome
here.
To come, but you don't have to.
Thank you all.
But there's plenty of parking.
Not always.
Not always.
Not always. Here.
Well, by the time we get done, you can park at the library.
Anybody can park.